Winnipeg Jets general manager Kevin Cheval, day off. You're on with the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. Drew Mandel, Dave Minuk, Ezra Ginsberg with you in studio here at TSN 1290. I guess another NHL draft in the books, a different one for you and for the organization with no first-round pick. Just as a general conversation, how would you evaluate this 2018 draft?
Well, first of all, very lonely because I'm used to talking to you guys back at the rink here. So where are you?
We'll be there in Vancouver next year. You have our word.
Perfect, perfect. No, thanks very much for having me on here. It's a little different when you sit through, day one of the draft. But, again, the guys were very antsy and very anxious to get at it. But, fortunately, you're picking 60, which, has some good implications to it. But you have to wait for a while to get to that. But as it all started to unfold beyond the second round, there's lots of different things that we feel, very excited about adding to our depth chart and our organization.
Chevy, I don't know if you'll tell us this, but was there any chance for the Jets to move up here, either in the second round or the first round?
No, not so much in the second round. The first round, with a pick at 60, you don't really have the currency to get into the first round with just 60 alone. So if it was going to be anything like that, it would have been, Jets rostered players. That would have. So, and even still, there was, as you've seen, there wasn't a lot of movement in that regard. There was some options as the draft unfolds, like it always does, to, move up or down or maybe into the fourth round. But once we discussed it through the guys, the way the list was unfolding and the way the picks were coming off the board, we felt good about, just sticking with the selections that we had in order.
And, Kevin, we know that you guys have the list made up well in advance, but when you're going through that list and you see the players that the Jets drafted, there were a lot of centers and you had a lot of left-shooting defensemen. So is that more of an organizational need, or is that still best player available at that point?
Yeah, no, still best player. When it comes to defensemen, though, like we kind of take the shot out of the equation for sure. We don't it's not about left or right at that point in time. You're drafting the best player. So we were fortunate that, there wasn't a lot of debate about, where things were at on our list, with respect to what was coming up, at our pick, and it unfolded, it unfolded nicely for us at the table.
Jets general manager Kevin Cheval, day off, joins us from Dallas. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show on TSN 1290. Kevin, David Gustafson is the first selection for the Jets, number 60 overall in the second round. What appealed to you and to the amateur scouting team around you that made him the guy that the Jets were going to choose in the second round?
So his hockey sense is exceptional, and you can see it on display when he's playing at the men's elite level already. At the National Hockey League, Swedish Hockey League level. But for a young player to contribute as he has and have the confidence of the coaches as he has in a men's league at that age, that speaks volumes to how, how he needs to, can play. There's going to be a development path, for him, no question about it, with respect to getting stronger, and getting quicker. But, that's part of the process here of drafting 18-year-olds, and we're excited to get him at the pick that we did.
Kevin, when the amateur scouting staff are making their final decisions, how much do they factor in where a player is going to play next year? Because obviously David Gustafsson is going to play in the Swedish league next year. I don't think anybody expects him to step right into the NHL next year, but how much does that factor in terms of if a player is going to play a couple of years in college hockey or another year in the Swedish league or situations like that?
So it factors in, quite extensively in the sense that you need to make sure that they're in a good development path. Now, if they're in kind of one where they're not going to play, certainly with a goaltender where, you need him to be in a development path that, he's going to get games, those are important things. So there's lots of those conversations that are had. And again, sometimes when you're talking about, like in Gustafsson's case, sometimes you're taking a player from Europe, and you're sitting there going, okay, I sure hope that they can play, in the elite league next year or get enough minutes. Whereas, in this situation here, there's a tremendous comfort level that, he's going to play minutes and he's going to develop. And, over the course of time, he'll eventually migrate over here to North America, and we'll see where he's at that point.
You know, Kevin, I know the draft is literally just ended, but, you know, you have a prospect camp coming up. Do you anticipate most of these players will be at the prospect camp in Winnipeg this week?
I think so. I'll know a little bit more once I, you know, get a debrief here from the player development side of it. But, you know, we've had conversations, you know, with all the players that, you know, that haven't been, aren't at the draft here. And you know, in Gustafsson's case, you know, he's here. So certainly, you know, there's an opportunity there. So, again, I do believe that'll be the case, but I don't have that on 100% authority yet.
Jets general manager Kevin Cheveldayoff, our guest on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show here on TSN 1290. Kevin, now that the draft is in the rearview mirror, albeit just ended, as we said minutes ago, obviously your attention has to shift to the free agency, the RFAs, the UFAs. Have you begun, you know, significant conversations just yet, or are you sort of just in the feeling out process with some of the RFAs and UFAs? I mean, the interview window opportunity opens tomorrow. Do you expect to be busy with that, with any of the pending UFAs?
So, you know, obviously we've had, you know, conversations with, you know, the pending UFAs agents as we are allowed to, because we own them type thing. But, you know, again, there's never really just one facet that you're focusing on at all times. Certainly when you're at the table here, it's the draft. But, you know, when you're, you know, away from the table or anything like that, there's lots of conversations that go on. You know, there's when you have, you know, every agent in the business and every team in the business, you're always stealing away a few minutes here and there, you know, to have different discussions and advance, you know, the conversations, you know, in that regard.
Kevin, last one for you, and we always appreciate your time. You know, coming into the draft, the expectation was that it might be a wild and woolly one, a lot of trades, a lot of player transactions. Didn't really come to fruition. Are you surprised with how quiet it ended up being both last night and today?
Not really. You know, again, there is lots of conversation, you know, be it moving, you know, into the first round if you don't have it and different things like that. But you know, again, when you see, I can only speculate as I was thinking about it there last night as it all started to unfold, and I'm watching our list at the table, and I'm seeing, you know, picks going where, you know, we have them in different places than what they're getting picked on the board. And I can only assume that, you know, the other, you know, 30 teams had a wildly diverse, you know, list as well. So when you start getting into that, and you probably have players that are higher on your list than maybe someone else's, you know, that excitement level to draft versus, you know, trade the pick to someone else or trade down or whatever, you know, kind of goes away. It's what kind of you're here for, is to draft. So not surprised, you know, that there's a lot of conversation. But again, there's lots of conversation that happens here where, you know, maybe the seeds of something else happen down the road.
Winnipeg Jets general manager Kevin Cheveldayoff. Chevy, thanks for joining us this afternoon. We'll let you, presumably tip back a cold one or two now that the draft is over, and we'll talk to you again real soon as free agency heats up.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.